B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a man was hospitalized in China after he attempted to relieve his constipation. It's always a great way to start these stories. By encouraging a 20-centimeter-long eel to wiggle into his rectum.
Oh, my God.
It didn't go well.
How did he encourage? Did he put a cookie in there, or what did he do?
The eel reportedly forced its way deeper into his body.
I don't want to do this. And into his abdomen.
Can you imagine a living creature that size working its way through your entire intestinal tract to your stomach?
So he thought the eel could dislodge the impacted or compacted feces?
So apparently it is a folk remedy.
Yeah.
That is tried more often than you think. This guy was
apparently like jug bands.
Too shy to see the doctor at first, but the pain convinced him that he was likely in real trouble, so a surgeon had to remove the eel and saved the man's life.
Hey, why don't you put an eel in your butt?
By the way, a 50-year-old man in South China did the same thing with a 40-centimeter-long eel in June of last year.
Oh, I wasn't constipated. I was just lonely.
And then also in June of last year, an African carp was found in the stomach of a young man in Guangdong who claimed that the fish slid into his rectum while he accidentally sat on it. You know, he's sitting on carp.
Yeah. Right,
here is a story out of Aspinwall, Pennsylvania. Police are investigating after a taxidermy rhinoceros head was found on the sidewalk. Cameron Taylor was walking his dog, and he stumbled upon the taxidermied rhinoceros head.
I can't stand when people leave those at the side of the road.
Officers were flagged down Saturday night regarding the rhinoceros head. Police took custody of the head, which they say appears to be authentic.
Wow.
Police say they're in the process of contacting the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources to find out what the legalities of possessing such an item are.
I assume it's illegal.
So far, nobody has come forward to claim the head, and police are unsure of whom it belongs. An 80-pound cougar was removed from a Bronx apartment where she was being kept illegally as a pet. The owner of the 11...
I'm going out for some cigarettes.
The owner of the 11-month-old female cougar surrendered the animal on Thursday.
I'm watching Bridgerton.
Apparently, this cougar is relatively lucky that her owners recognized a wildcat is not fit to live in an apartment or any domestic environment.
What took them so long?
The cougar, nicknamed Sasha, spent the weekend at the Bronx Zoo receiving veterinary care and is now headed to the Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge in Arkansas.
I mean, okay, so when I saw this, I was thinking, like, how did they litter train this thing?
Yeah, they put it in the room with the bear.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, right, or yeah, I mean,
they're not taking it for a walk.
Right. The Humane Society coordinated with zoo officials, the State Department of Environmental Conservation, and the NYPD on the big cat's removal.
It says here, Preston, they were using City Kitty.
So the
cat would get up on the toilet.
Advocates have called for the passing of the Big Cat Public Safety Act, which would strengthen existing laws to prohibit the breeding and possession of big cat species such as lions, tigers, cheetah, and jaguars. A video shows what appears to be... Now, we had flooding in our area. Never know what we might see, but a video shows what appears to be a dolphin swimming in a body of water in Slidell, Louisiana, in a neighborhood after Hurricane Ida moved across that area. So it's like swimming up the street.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Amanda Kuehling said that while assessing the damage around her neighborhood.
Where are you from? The Latin Quarter.
She came across a dolphin in a small body of water. Louisiana residents are now faced with the recovery efforts after the hurricane had devastated the southeast Louisiana coast, as are we now.
Yeah, yeah.
So recovery efforts are underway, but keep your eye out for dolphin
Listen,
in our area.
Downtown there, you'd rather see a dolphin than the alligators.
Yeah, definitely. A West Central Minnesota officer found himself in a very nutty situation on Monday. An officer says a squirrel jumped out from under his squad car computer, hopped on the dashboard, and gave him a quick stare down. The rodent...
Then, what are you looking at, bitch?
The rodent then ran across the driver's side window before vanishing behind the officer. So he pulled over to investigate, and instead of finding the squirrel, he found dozens upon dozens of tree nuts that the animal had been storing in the squad car's back hatch in preparation for a long Minnesota winter. I mean, like, his trunk is filled with nuts.
That's amazing.
But honestly, think of the amount of work involved with that.
The sheriff's
office should have just given the car to the squirrel.
The sheriff's office wrote, "These nuts have now been placed in evidence. If anyone sees a squirrel looking for its food, we are looking for said squirrel for questioning in relation to this incident."
Kathy, squirrels are cute, right?
Not really.
Okay.
Really? Wow, man.
Yeah, not so much.
Huh. They're cute, but they're rodent-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
All right.
Yeah, if you were to kill a few like more, she might like them.
If you're a commodity, maybe.
So rarity or endangered species equals cute.
Cuter.
Cuter.
Yeah. There's so many of them. They're so stupid.
I got you. So
stupid. Plentiful equals stupid.
So stupid.
You know why I hate squirrels?
Why?
Because my grandmother made me terrified. My mom's mom, of course, made me terrified of squirrels. She said that one time, and who knows if this
they're
is a
rabbit?
True story. No, that one time she was walking under a tree and one jumped out of a tree onto her head and was attacking her. So from that story on, when I was a kid, wasn't a fan of squirrels.
What was the purpose of this mental
the
torture
they did to you?
Oh, my God.
Have affected you to this day.
It is.
You know, Sybil would go, oh, my God.
You know,
that's too much.
There's a saying that
that's
goes.
That's no way to treat a child.
There's a saying that goes, we ruin our children by being ourselves. Something like that.
Okay.
Yep.
And then I went to Westchester, and those damn squirrels are like.
Campus.
They think,
yeah. They're college squirrels.
Yeah. They think they're your friend, and they would come right up to me. I would be running through campus away from the squirrels.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like, why do they come so close to you?
Because
people feed them.
Yeah, people feed them, and there's a lot of people around, and they're all walking, and generally they don't bother the squirrels, so they get to...
Imagine, Casey, imagine orientation day when the students are showing up and they see Kathy running across...
My friend, our freshman year, she caught a baby squirrel, and Kathy, she had a baby squirrel in her dorm room, and her roommate's like, get the squirrel out of our room!
Nick, they would if they see Kathy running across the quad. Nah, she's a local idiot.
Who's Lou?
She was running.
Who's Lou is desperately trying to get me to like birds, and so he keeps sending me pictures of really pretty birds.
Uh-huh. Here's my bird.
Oh, Kathy.
It's a futile effort, Lou.
Kathy,
give up.
I think I found a bird that you might like.
Okay.
It's called a bumblebee bird or a bee bird. It's the smallest bird known to man. I believe it lives in maybe like Peru or somewhere in South America. It is the
size. By the way, Bizarre File's over.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How rare is it?
It's very rare, and it's tiny. Look at the size. We have a picture of it in our studio. It's look at little. The size of that thing.
It's like the size of, it's less than the size of your thumb.
Yeah.
This one is.
I don't know. I'd think it was an insect and probably kill it.
Step on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it was like red or yellow or something pretty.
They have different colors.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Police have arrested a man that they say committed several acts of arson at multiple Phoenix Circle K locations. It's actually pretty ingenious if you look past the whole arson thing. Police arrested 61-year-old Dennis Ray Barrett after he had allegedly set fire to trash cans inside three different Circle K stores in the Phoenix area. Investigators say that he set the fires to create a distraction so he could steal booze.
Okay.
That's what he was doing.
Does Circle K, they sell booze?
I would imagine, so there's
individual
convenience stores can, in everywhere except Pennsylvania, can pretty much sell booze. So,
a solo beer in a Circle K.
Sure. On July 31st, Barrett reportedly set fire to a trash can inside a Circle K. Police say surveillance footage recorded Barrett setting a fire and then running out of the store with stolen beer. He was able to leave while the cashier was distracted by the fire. Police say Barrett used the same tactic at two other Circle K locations. Reportedly set fire in trash cans inside each store and then fled with stolen beer while the cashiers were dealing with the fires.
Wow.
Barrett returned to one of the stores on August 20th. He reportedly stole beer from a fourth time, but this time he didn't use the fire as a distraction. In each of these incidents, he left the stores in a black Ford Edge. Police later learned the car had been reported stolen as well. So police arrested him after officers found him in the stolen car. Investigators say he admitted that he was the one in the surveillance video. He's facing three counts of arson. Police are asking for the public's help identifying a man accused of exposing himself and pleasuring himself in front of employees at McDonald's in North Carolina.
No.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was upset that the McFlurry machine was broken.
Police said the incident happened Monday around 6 a.m. The suspect was driving a white box truck that had blue or black lettering on the driver's side. The man repeatedly exposed himself and pleasured himself in front of the fast food chain's employees. He's described as in his mid-30s with brown facial hair, and they are looking for this guy. A Lancaster County man is facing charges after police say he drove across the state of Pennsylvania through at least seven counties after he thought someone was spying on him through his CD player.
But if he's driving with the CD player, he's bringing the spy equipment with him.
I would think so. According to state police out of Punxsutawney, the 28-year-old from Manheim, Pennsylvania, walked into the Punxsie station on August 28th because he said that he didn't trust the police in Lancaster County.
Yeah, why would you with all their CD spy equipment?
The man proceeded to explain to the police that someone had replaced parts in his CD player so someone could spy on him. Police noted that it was immediately obvious the man was under the influence and hadn't slept in several days. After a field sobriety check, a drug recognition expert met with the man, and it was believed that he was under the influence of marijuana and some sort of central nervous system stimulant, and a search of the man's car found methamphetamine and paraphernalia related to marijuana use. Charges are pending the results of a blood test.
Were they able to find out who was spying on him?
No, that's still under investigation as well. A man faces arson and other charges for allegedly starting a fire in a store where his credit card was declined. Maybe he knows the guy in Phoenix. This is in Virginia, though. At about 3:30 a.m. Tuesday, police were called to the Sheetz convenience store. They were told a customer had just had his card declined, left the store, returned with a gas can, the contents of which he poured on the floor and then set on fire. He then drove
off. Maybe it'll be accepted now.
He then drove off as the store manager put out the fire. The sheriff's office and state police began searching for the man. The car in which he drove was found at an apartment complex shortly after they saw the male suspect under a tractor trailer near a Lowe's store. Police say the man had a hammer, and there was a brief standoff where they used a taser on him, and he was arrested.
Listen, I will admit this is not my best day.
Kyle Maybe is charged with felony.
Is that you under the truck with the hammer? Yeah. Things are not going well.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with this story. Geronimo, the sick alpaca that twice tested positive for bovine tuberculosis, and at the center of a long legal battle to save its life, was killed by UK health officials on Tuesday. They had to, though. So staff from the Department of Food, Environment, and Rural Affairs extracted Geronimo, who became a British sensation for its farm near Bristol, England, at around 11 a.m. local time, and put the animal in a trailer as the scene was broadcast on the BBC. According to the owner of Geronimo, Helen McDonald, she said, "I'm absolutely disgusted by this government." Her name is McDonald, and she has a farm. Seriously? Wow.
E-I-E-I-O.
She said, "These are barbaric actions. It's a disgrace." Geronimo was condemned to death earlier this year after he twice tested positive for the bovine disease, which is highly infectious and leads to the slaughter of thousands of livestock in the UK each year. So that's why they had to do it. The farm's owner, Helen McDonald, tried to and failed to halt the killing in court earlier in August and was told that she had one day to kill the animal herself. When she didn't do that, they gave a warrant for executioners to enter old McDonald's farm sometime before September 4th to look for Geronimo. And that saga sparked a debate in the UK about whether or not the government's killing is justified. High-profile animal rights activists and demonstrators have opposed this execution, but they
have. It's okay. Let me go. It is a far, far better thing I do.
But on that farm, she had some llamas.
E-I-E-I-O.
But what do they say? Do they go, "Baba"? What?
Yeah. You sound like Cardi B.
What do llamas say?
I think they just spit at you, don't they?
Yeah, I don't think they no, you know, they probably do like a
like a tauntaun?
Yeah, yeah.
That sounded perfect.
You didn't know I could do that, did you?
No, and it sounded like a llama.
Like a goat, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah.
But not really. But different.
But different. With a little llamese in there.
Yeah.
Llamanese.
Llamanese.
Mwah?
What are you looking
going
for?
Going
mwah. Oh, nothing. Oh. I had to, I'm looking for a llama sound.
All right, the sound of a llama making groaning noises or going mwah. Mwah. It's like a big kiss. Mwah. Is often a sign of fear or anger. If a llama is agitated, he will lay his ears back. These are according to llama facts.
Somebody get us a llama sound.
Marissa's working on it.
Oh, maybe it's coming up in the A to Z.
It might be llama sound. It's a little ways off before we get to the L's.
It's the great
double L's, mind you.
The lesser known Beach Boys album, Llama Sound.
It'll be late in the L's. Classic album from the Beach Boys, Llama Sounds.
Brian, we thought Pet Sounds was out there, but to hyper focus on the llama seems really like a gambit.
Any success on that, Marissa? I know she gave a thumbs up, so yeah.
I got it.
All right.
All right, we got llama.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That's sort of...
You were close.
That's Tauntaun-esque.
Okay. I don't hear a mwah.
Those are French llamas.
That one was kind of mwah.
Honest to God, every single time I heard the sound, I thought it was one of you guys making the sound.
Yeah, it sounds like a human, right?
Yeah.
Listen.
So in the old McDonald's song, it would go with
everywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't lend itself to it, does it?
No, I'm going to go to Seth. Hang on a second here. Seth, hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. My kids went to a party in a friend's backyard a couple years back. There's Stoney the Party Llama here in Cherry Hill in the local area.
Stoney the Party Llama? Okay.
Stoney the Party Llama. When Stoney gets tense, he kind of hums under his breath. You can hear him, but you have to be pretty close. And his owner just says, okay, he's making that noise. You should back off.
What does he hum? Jeremy? Or
kind of tuneless. I don't know that you could hum it yourself.
Stoney the Party
He's
llama.
Got his own website.
All right, thanks, man. Sure. It says the site's expired, though, Nick. Maybe he's out of business.
Maybe like the llama himself.
StoneyThePartyLlama.com. But you can go to petting zoos, kids' parties, and so they have, you can still rent Stoney.
Oh, right below Stoney has left that industry and now does tax preparation.
They got goats and ducks and whatnot.
Okay. Cool. All right, good to know. All right, that's all in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.